Nicotinic acid. Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Yeah, Psycho Killer, definitely also one of my own favorite subjects to write tracks about. The Talking Heads from the album 77. And this is the first track of a special Cosmic Overdrive episode today, 108. It's May the 3rd, I think, if I count correct, 2011, just after 9 o'clock, and we are doing a Queen's Day special tonight for foreign listeners. Queen's Day here in Amsterdam is a day on the 30th of April when our former queen had her birthday. The new one has been there since 1980, but her birthday is on January 31st, so that would be a bit cold to celebrate stuff. So they kept it on the 30th of April, and the entire city of Amsterdam and many other cities, as a matter of fact, turned into a big flea market where everybody sells all their junk on the street. And well, for us record diggers, it's a gold mine out there. Actually, not always. There have been plenty of years where I found absolutely nothing, or you know, one or two shitty records that you can find in any second-hand junk store for 25 cents. But there have been plenty of days where you find the right person that is getting rid of their record collection, and you can buy a whole box of records for €2, and you find the nicest things in there. I've had it with old wavers, old gothic wavers selling their collections on the street, old DJs selling all their old Chicago records. There have been people buying instruments for nothing. Of course, there's also always a bunch of dealers out there. But the trick is to find all your stuff for, I don't know, under €1. Or when it comes to the rarer records, maybe like under €5 or something. But it's not a record fair out there. You can find plenty of other trash. And well, this one, this is actually an album that Shona came home with. She went out at like, I don't know, like 7:30 in the morning or something. I was still asleep. And she came home with a bunch of records, and this was one of them. And I'm not a big fan of the later Talking Heads, but this 77 album is especially a very good one with, of course, this track is, well, it's a classic, isn't it? A classic early new wave. And the next one I'm going to play for you is, well, equally classic, at least for us Dutchies it is. I have to see if the mixer is on the right setting here to switch to vinyl from the CD that played the opening jingle, and I think it is. So the next one I'm playing for you is from a Dutch band called The Nits, and well, they are one of our classic bands. This is from one of their earliest records. Before they became all moody and mellow, and when they were still a fresh and young new wave band from 1980, this is The Nits and Tent.
Tent.
classic grindcore ball thrower. What was the name of the track? World Eater from the Reign of Chaos Slaves to Darkness album from, I think, what was it, 87, 88, 89, something like that. Their first full album on Earache, including a really cool artwork from the Games Workshop. I saw them in those days, and fantastic, fantastic band. It was the days of Bolt Thrower, Napalm Death, all that grindcore stuff. Really, really cool. And this was one of their records that I didn't have yet, so I was very happy to find this in a whole box of junk records somewhere. Also, very early in the morning. Because I think this would have been picked up by other collectors, because you don't really find this kind of stuff that much on Queen's Day. There are records that you see in almost every trash box that is around, but it's very rare to find this kind of stuff. So I was a happy man at 9 o'clock in the morning already. And another record that I found that was also interesting is the next one. It's from a Japanese band called Ippudo, and they have made some incredibly corny trash also on this album. There's a whole bunch of tracks on there that is just good. Well, it's crap, that's all I can say, but there are some interesting tracks on there, and as usually with Japanese bands, there's always something somewhere on the record that is worth spending a euro or 2 euro on. And well, this is the same way. This starts off very gentle and very where you think and then it kind of blows up, and I really like the way that goes. So here's Ippudo from 1982 and Electric Doll. Oh, Record that Shauna came home with early in the morning, Roxy Music and Whirlwind from the Siren album, 1975. And I'm a big fan of mid-70s Roxy Music, the period, well, of course, with Brian Eno, but also the records they made after that, like this one where Eno is already gone. And this is from, I think, 1975. Anyway, original pressing, not that rare, but a nice record. And I was happy to find this in the little pile that she brought home for me. And the next record, we're slowing down a little bit. We're halfway in the show, just about, and time for a little introspection, so to speak. So the next half hour is going to be, gentler in music, so to speak. And we're starting off with a band from a Canadian band, FM. And I have their first album that has one of the members of the band is Nash the Slash. But I looked on the sleeve of this one, and he doesn't appear to be there anymore. And you can hear it in the music. It's a bit, sometimes a big part of the album reminds me more of bands like Toto and REO Speedwagon than the little bit crazy stuff that was on the first album, but it's still worth listening to. Anyway, I'm going to play you a track from this album. I forgot the name of the album, I don't know where the sleeve is. The sleeve is laying here somewhere. I'm going to play you a track. I remember the name of the track, though. The track is called Seventh Heaven. This is FM.
We'll Ses yeux de fauve, elle chamirait de faune en fausse femme. De ses ailes de chauve-souris allait de zone en jeu de dames. À pleine dent, à pleine face, incidemment, elle te fait face. Elle est la machine qui a fabriqué la Joconde. Sur sa poitrine, les plus belles dames du monde. Elle déploie ses griffes, elle se dégrappe entre ses grèves de fausse femme. En chaudoine de suif au corps trop plat, au cœur de nef de cathédrale. Assise devant la Vierge pâle, assurément son vagin râle. Elle est ballerine dans un théâtre de grandeur. Elle est agrippine sous une rampe de sueur. Elle est lesbienne, elle est chienne, elle est hyène, elle est... Tu es Vienne, tu es... Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, very cool. French progressive music, like it could only be made in the early 70s. The band was called Ange, and like I said, they were from France. I don't know how if they have made any albums before or after. I know they've made several records. This is from a record called Le Symétrie des Arlequins, and you heard three tracks that form kind of a suite together. Bivouac Premier Party, Lesbian Lesbienne, which translates as the lesbian spy, I think. My French is not that good, but I can sort of figure that out. And the last you heard, Bivouac Final, and I don't know what they did with that track. It sounds like they just kept on playing that first track and played another track over it and just faded it in and out. But hey, that's how they did it in the early 70s. Everything was possible. The FM album that I played before was called Surveillance, and it's from 1979. So all you purists and completists out there now have all the information. This album I found from a guy that actually is also a regular at the record fairs here in Utrecht. And by that time, I had joined up with Freek and Entfest, and Steph was also there. And we even met Oscar Scarface from the non-profit center that is always at the record fairs too. So by that time, it was crate digging all around. Anyway, everybody found something with this guy. And well, that was kind of a nice little gathering there. And let's see what is next on the record player. Oh, this is a new one that I didn't find on Queen's Day, but that arrived in the mail this week. A brand new album from one of my favorite Dutch artists, Maarten van der Vleuten. And this album is called The Scars Remain. It's a very beautiful double album on Tone Float, limited edition, 200 copies on vinyl in a beautiful gatefold sleeve. And this track is called Bury Me Among the Dogs. Yeah, and I don't usually have the habit of talking through tracks, but I have to this time because we're almost at the end of the show. And the one playing in the background is a Klaus Schulze track called Death of an Analog from the album Electronic Impressionen. And I don't know, it's called something else in normal countries, but this is a... pressing on Amiga on from former East Germany, and they decided to name it different, and has a different sleeve also. I forgot which record it was from originally, but this was my last Queen's Day find, and maybe I'll play some more tracks from some records next week. I hope to see you then for Cosmic Overdrive episode 109, and until then, goodbye.
All sweet back on to Just tell me.